A person that's hungry for food, they don't fool with it. But once you get hungry, I remember, don't want to deviate here too much, but I remember this is the way I used to be, because thank God to grow up and change and all that. Boy, I always had work, because that's what I was raised on, work. And when I would get so busy working, I didn't think about eating. You can get, because you can get involved in what you're doing. But boy, when I got finished work, I was hungry. And don't be getting in my way now, because I'm hungry now. Don't fool with me. Get out of my way. Give me some food. If you want to get me roughed up, get in my way and hinder my food. I was hungry. Amen. Amen. And so when you get hungry for the things of God, television, whatever else you're doing, don't mean anything.
Amen.
Because you're hungry. And this hunger that you have inside you, only the word can satisfy. Only the word can quench the thirst. And so he said, my words are spirit and they are life. And that's why you have to take time. Because you got a lot of stuff coming at your mind, coming at your flesh, constantly, all the time, contending for your attention, tempting you, pulling on you. And your flesh saying, yes, yes, yes. And your mind going, oh. And if you don't take charge of it, you're off over in that stuff. And the word of God don't mean anything to you. But God is telling you. Now watch what he said. He said, my words are spirit and they are life. Okay? They are life. That means you going to have to take time to pay attention to what he's saying. Why would God say that? My word, pay attention. Attend to my word. That means you put it first place. Look at what it said. Proverbs 4:20. Pay attention. Attend to my word. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Pay attention to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Don't lose sight of them. Listen. Incline. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to this now. Listen to what I'm saying. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Till you hear what I'm saying so much till it become your saying.
Amen.
When the enemy shows up with pain or something, you immediately say, I'm healed.
Amen.
You immediately say what he says about it.
Amen.
Himself took my infirmity and bore my sickness. Christ has redeemed me from what? Curse. It become my saying. Great is he that's than he that is. If his saying become my saying. Why? He said in verse 22, for they are life. To who? Those that find them and what? Help to all their flesh. Jesus, the living word, came here. Malachi says it like this. He came here with healing in his wings. Many have not yet grasped this revelation of what Christ suffered and why he suffered this as severely as he did. Many have not grasped. But we'll pick up here next week.